AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
All right, and at 8:38, we are going to the phones, and we have Josh Donaldson, Emporia State Choir Director, joining us here as we talk about activities coming up this weekend.
Josh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. So set to go with the final concert of the semester, huh?
Yes, that's correct. So we are finally wrapping up our semester, and it's been a quite a busy month. Quite a busy couple of months, but so we're finally doing our spring concert, which is titled Let Us March On, Voices of the Black Diaspora. And this is the program that we're going to be taking on our tour to D.C. in May. So the students are really excited to perform it for our community.
I bet they are. You have been busy, a lot of fundraising efforts. So are y'all, everybody excited about the trip?
They are. Now that they have had their final payment, they feel like it's actually real, as they've told me. Everyone is talking. They can't wait to get our final itinerary. Wanted to know when our flights are coming out, and everyone's really excited for it.
Outstanding. So what can folks expect to hear this weekend?
Yeah, so this program, all the music, first of all, it's going to feature all three of the choirs. Our chamber singers, our a cappella choir, and then the chorale, which is our choir that's also open to the community to sing with us. So it's going to have all three choirs on it, and all of the songs that are programmed are by Black and African-American composers. And we kind of have this thematic arc. When I was creating this program, because I knew I was creating it specifically to coincide with our tour to D.C., with being the 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. And so when I was choosing music, I was thinking about just Martin Luther King and his mission and, kind of him as well as some other, important leaders in our history of what they tried to accomplish. And I tried to choose music that represented the civil rights era as well as our current situation, so to speak. So we have songs that range from Lift Every Voice and Sing. Chamber Singers starts with that, and that was in 1919 designated the Black National Anthem, and so that's really important in our nation's history. And then Chamber Singers goes to perform a song called Stand Up from the film Harriet, because Harriet Tubman was another very important figure and important person in our history. And that song kind of talks about, it's from her perspective of helping lead enslaved people to freedom. We perform a song called We Shall Overcome, which, again, very important song during the civil rights era that is even to today used to sing for protests for civil rights. That kind of takes us of the here's where things were in our past history. And then the major work that we're doing from a cappella is called Seven Last Words of the Unarmed. And that kind of represents our current history. And what the composer there has done is he has taken seven Black men who have been killed by authority figures and set their last words to music. So it's a very, very poignant, very powerful piece that kind of helps us see these men as more than just a news story, because I think a lot of times nowadays we're just bombarded with bad news, no matter what channel we're on, and it's so easy to just either keep scrolling, keep flipping the channel, and just become numb to that and kind of lose the humanity that these people had who have lost their lives. And so that work kind of brings that humanity back in. And then we close with a piece called Glory, which is from Selma, originally performed by John Legend, that says, hey, things might be tough, but there are good things on the horizon if we just continue to treat each other with care, treat each other with love, and have a hope for the future. So we have this arc of kind of where we have been, where we are, and where we hope to go as a community.
Well, Josh has laid it out for you. Josh Donaldson, the Director of Choral Activities at Emporia State University, previewing an ESU choir concert coming up this Saturday evening at the First United Methodist Church at 7:30. Admission, any cost, Josh?
Yeah, so adults are $5. Students and senior citizens are $4. And then children 13 and under are free.
Josh, before we close things down, I wanted to get your thoughts really on how your students have grown throughout the course of the year, which obviously for reasons out of the classroom has been probably a pretty difficult year for Emporia State just in general terms, and really how this particular concert has you excited about really the future of your students.
You know, I'm so glad you asked that, because we were just talking about this past week and about the growth that we have had, because it's such, some of the music is pretty heavy. Obviously, the seven last words is a heavy work, but the rest of it keeps us hoping and keeps us in that positive light. And we've talked about how we have to build empathy. And this music, I feel, we talked about how it's really helped us become more empathetic people and more compassionate to other people's situations, even though it might not be what we've experienced, or we might not even be able to imagine going through an experience like that. And so my students have had overwhelmingly just positive things to say, and they have been, a lot of my students this past week actually have said this is their favorite program they've ever worked on while here at ESU. And it's because of the content that we're doing, because they feel like they're making a difference through the music making that they are doing every day.
Well, public invited Saturday, ESU Choir Concert, First United Methodist Church, 7:30. Josh, we appreciate your time this morning and looking forward to hearing how the trip goes. Good luck with that.
Oh, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Josh Donaldson, who's the Director of Choral Activities at Emporia State, their choir concert Saturday night at the First United Methodist Church, Chuck, at 7:30.
All right. We have our Newsmaker 4 coming up here in a second with Shirley Vinson talking about the Alex Connolly Cornhole Tournament. Tomorrow during the Newsmaker 2,